Noor Haider here, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we go beyond the headlines, taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Listen to Full Story wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
Australia continues to celebrate the Socceroos' 2-1 win against Turkey after Tony Popovich's squad made their impactful debut at the FIFA World Cup 2026. Now Curaçao scores its first ever World Cup goal in their match with Germany, while Japan came from behind twice to draw with Netherlands. Meanwhile, Ivory Coast had a late win against Ecuador after substitute Amad Diallo scored at the 90th minute, and a 5-1 Sweden win against Tunisia in their opening match. This is SBS News lines across the nation following their remarkable 2-0 win against Turkey on Sunday. And now Australian soccer icon Harry Kewell spoke to my SBS Cantonese and SBS Chinese colleagues. He says Tony Popovich made a big call, but a good call with his young squad.
Popovich is seeing them day in, day out. He's seen them for the last 7 weeks in training. He's watched them over the last couple of years. So he knows exactly what they're capable of doing. So I believe he was fully confident in these young players coming through. And I think it's important that if we want to move on, if we want to see the next generation, you've got to give them that opportunity to shine in the big moments. And I thought yesterday they shined.
So Tony Popovich's 26-player squad belong to at least 15 cultural and ethnic backgrounds. And this includes three players who came to Australia as refugees from Africa. Earlier today, I spoke to Dr. Nasia Buffin, who's a sport and sport media lecturer at La Trobe University. She was also at the Socceroos Turkey watch party at Federation Square in Melbourne. Dr. Nasia Buffin says the crowd reflected the beauty of the world game, with many Australians cheering on more than one team.
I actually think it's a huge benefit to be able to say, well, I've got two sides, you know, I've got two horses in this race, and I'm of Turkish background and I am Australian as well, and I'm proud of both and I will compromise neither. And that's one of the beautiful things about following this sport in a country like Australia.
Dr. Buffin says for many players around the world, dual identity is not unusual.
I think the World Cup is demonstrating that identities aren't, you know, singular. They're not static. What it means to be Australian is very different, as the Socceroos themselves, you know, put out in a video, which stated that their team is a reflection of what Australia looks like today.
And just to recap the other matches today, Curaçao made their mark as the smallest nation by population size to play football at this level. Although they lost to Germany by 7-1, both sides had a reason to celebrate. The fastest goal of the World Cup as it stands is by Germany's Felix Nmecha, just after 6 minutes. Now man of the match and star player Kai Havertz scored 2 of the 7 goals. And no surprise, the crowd's biggest cheer was for Levano Comanencia's 21st-minute equaliser, Curaçao's first ever goal at a World Cup. But the team captain, Leandro Bacuna, says although it was a historic moment, they still have to show up at every single game.
I think we can be really proud to play against a nation like Germany and to actually score a goal. And yeah, because coming from behind, scoring a goal 1-1, I think we've done a great job. But after that, I think we gave the goals a bit easy to them. It was like every time was, if you look at the goals, it's like a 1-2, and we don't follow our man, and they score. At this level, you can't do those kind of mistakes. So we got to look in the mirror. We got to take the positives out of the game and move on.
Dr. Buffin welcomes the inclusion of Curaçao.
I think it's just a matter of pride to have like tiny nations, Curaçao, Cape Verde, to be competing with heavyweights like Germany. It is just a matter of pride. And unfortunately, there is an element of the sports going public that does see it as a bit of a money grab. But without that element of showcasing these tiny countries on the world stage, I guess there's not a better way to sort of slowly reduce that playing field. And at the moment, of course, the playing field is like this when you're talking about Curaçao and about Germany.
Now, let me take you off the pitch. Earlier today, Iran confirmed an immediate end to the conflict with the US and Israel on various fronts in the Middle East, with the US and Iran scheduled to sign a peace deal in Switzerland this Friday. And just last week, FIFA President Gianni Infantino said Iran's appearance at the World Cup is one to celebrate.
I think it has already been successful to, with different situations. We try to do our best.
Welcome news also for Dr. Buffin.
I'm really, really happy that Iran is facing off against New Zealand. There has not been a World Cup in my lifetime or yours or our parents or our grandparents where we've seen the host nation actively bombing one of the other participant nations and where we've seen that participant nation, Iran, in turn, actively bombing, or until recently, it was actively bombing two other participant nations in Qatar and Saudi Arabia, and they all happen to play in the same confederation. This World Cup is absolutely wild.
She shares with me that she's going for another small nation who will make their first World Cup appearance tomorrow.
It has been divisive to expand the World Cup, but it's a great chance to showcase some of these tiny little footballing nations that nobody's ever heard of. So more power to them. And Cape Verde is my my underdog, the sort of team that I'm going for.
Now back to the pitch. In other results earlier, Netherlands drew 2-2 with Japan, with Daichi Kamada scoring a late equaliser at the 89th minute. Liverpool legend Virgil van Dijk, who scored at the 51st minute, is the captain of the Dutch team.
How do you feel about being considered as favourite ones?
I think everyone can have their opinion. I think for us, it's just focus on what we can influence, and that's our performances. Today was, like you said, a very difficult game from start to finish, and we got a point. That's the reality, and now we have to move on. Get ready for Sweden. It will be another big challenge again, but we have a whole week to prepare for that.
You were expecting this from Japan?
Of course. If you analyse Japan, hopefully you did as well, then you would expect this too.
Meanwhile, Ivory Coast had a late win against Ecuador by 1-0 after substitute Amad Diallo scored at the 90th minute. Maile's Hor Faye's father, Immerse Faye, is the coach of the Ivory Coast team. She says she's thrilled with the result.
I am so proud of my country. I felt so happy during this match. And I want to say that I am really proud of my father, who is the coach of Ivory Coast, and everyone is happy, so thank you very much.
And Sweden won against Tunisia by 5-1 in their 2026 World Cup opener in Mexico's Monterrey City. Yassin Ayari scored the first goal at the 7th minute and final goal in the 96th minute. I'll be with you again tomorrow with the updates on the Spain and Cape Verde match, Belgium versus Egypt, Saudi Arabia versus Uruguay, and Iran against New Zealand. Stay tuned for the latest at the World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast. And for the latest World Cup news, check out SBS News headlines wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know that distance and physical barriers, especially common in larger or multi-story homes, can reduce the strength of your Wi-Fi signal and slow down your internet? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.